You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
So cool, super duper cool.
Music of the Stars and Father's Day and first day of summer.
Hey Dad, there's no one quite like you. Hey Dad, hey Dad, you know just what to do when the world feels too big and everything feels new. I know I've got you by my side. Do you know that I love you?
Did you ever think that possibly your father just might be wrong?
Wrong, my old man? Don't be stupid, my old man. Let me tell you about him. He was never wrong about nothing. Huh?
Yes, he was, Arch. My old man used to call people the same things as your old man. But I always knew he was wrong. So was your old man.
No, he was.
Yes, he was.
Your
father was wrong.
Stop! Your father was wrong!
Don't tell me my father was wrong. Let me tell you something. Father who made you wrong, your father, the breadwinner of the house there, the man who goes out and busts his butt to keep a roof over your head, and clothes on your back, you call your father wrong? Hey, your father, that's the man that comes home bringing you candy. Father's the first guy to throw a baseball to you and take you for walks in the park, holding you by the hand. My father held me by the hand away. My father had a hand on him now, I tell you. He busted that hand once, and he busted it on me. To teach me to do good. My father, he shoved me in a closet for 7 hours to teach me to do good. Of course, he loved me. He loved me. Don't be looking at me. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're supposed to love your father because your father loves you. But how can any man that loves you tell you anything that's wrong? What's the use in so? So, my damn thing.
Carol O'Connor, Rob Reiner. From All in the Family, this is Lawrence Welk.
Old melody, visions of someone, a sweet angel face. One day she left me, and Dad took her place. Each night he'd put me to sleep with a sigh. He'd sing this quaint lullaby. Your daddy's work is through, your playtime's over too, and soon you'll close your sleepy eyes. Now say a little prayer for someone way up there. Just listen while you're praying.
Well, it ended too soon, but I'll play it again. It's that good. I'll tell you a story about that record, though. I got that record from my dad, Silvio, in 1948. He bought it because he got a used phonograph radio from a relative, a brother-in-law. And we needed records, so he went to a shop in Kenosha, a secondhand store called Harvey's Trading Post. The building's gone now. And he got that and a bunch of other ones. And I played that till it wore white. And it's broken in 8 places.
Someone's eye will see the people. Someone else will see the crowd.
And it still plays.
The eye of the beholder shapes the beauty. Someone else the hurricane. When I see a field of flowers, while another sees the weeds. When I see the crying baby, when I see humanity. When I see the summer sunshine, while another sees the heat. When I see the city's canyons, while another sees. The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity. Reflections of reflections, which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees.
The scene is always different, just depending who you are. Someone's eye will see the darkness. Someone else will see the storm.
When I see the summer sunshine. I sees the city's canyon.
While another sees the stream.
When I sees a field of flowers.
While another sees the weeds.
When I sees the crying baby.
When I sees humanity.
looking inwardly will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eyes are growing older, seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections.
Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Well, I guess this is it.
You wouldn't be trying to make me feel good, would you?
Arch, I want to thank you.
Well, go ahead.
I want to thank you for all the years you let me live here and for all the free meals and for all the nice times we had together. I know there was a lot of arguing and fighting, but we did have some nice times.
Yeah, there was nice times.
You've been like a father to me.
Why, you know, you've been just like a son to me. You never did nothing I ever told you to do.
Hey, Archer, we want you and Ma to come visit us out there.
Oh, well, maybe your mother-in-law can do that, but, you know.
Well, I think you'd like it out there.
Nah, I don't think so.
Sure, fresh juice every morning.
Well, you know me, I always take the candy.
Lots of sunshine?
Yeah, where do I bring these? Yeah.
Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, well, I don't like an ocean where the sun goes down. I like an ocean where the sun comes up.
I'm gonna miss you.
Well, listen, I'm gonna, you know, hey, listen. You just take very good care of Gloria and Joseph.
Those are two things you never have to worry about, Arch, I promise.
Joey's hungry. Would you get him a glass of milk and a beer?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on, pal. You know, I think I can use a snack myself.
When I hear children at play, memories come from far away, taking me holding my hand to the playground wonderland. Seesaw lifting you high, swings that let you touch the sky. Then whenever you're through, painted ponies wait for you. It's a world, summertime free. Where else would you rather be? With a friend there at your side, up you climb and down you slide. When I hear children at play, memories come from far away, taking me, holding my hand to the playground wonderland. taking turns, learning to share Jungle Jim or Teddy Bear. Hide and seek, counting to 10. Oh, to play there once again. Seesaw, lifting you high, swings that let you touch the sky. Then whenever you're through, painted ponies wait for you. When I hear children at play, memories come from far away, taking me, holding my hand to the playground wonderland. To the playground wonderland.
I love you, Daddy.
Your daddy certainly loves you, little girl. Yeah, the taxi meter's running out there, you know. You better call them two out of the kitchen, huh? Yeah, you do that.
Michael, the cab driver's honking.
Okay, honey. You want to take Joey?
No, Joey! Goodbye,
say goodbye to Grandma.
So long, Joe. Music of the Stars for Father's Day. Tony Bennett.
Just because we're kids, because we're sort of small, because we're closer to the ground, and you are bigger by the pound. You have no right, you have no right to push and shove us little kids around. Now just because your throat has got a deeper voice and lots of wind to blow it out at little kids who don't dare shout, you have no right, you have no right to boss and beat us little kids about. Just because you've whiskers on your face to shave, you treat us like a slave, so what, it's only hair. Just because you wear your wallet near your heart, you think you're twice as smart, you know it isn't fair. But we'll grow up someday, and when we do, I pray, we won't just grow in size and sound, and just be bigger by the pound. I'd hate to grow like some I know, who push and shove the little kids around. Because you've whiskers on your face to shave, you treat us like a slave, so what, it's only hair. Just because you wear a wallet near your heart, you think you're twice as smart, you know it isn't fair. But we'll grow up someday, and when we do, I pray, we won't just grow in size and sound,
and just be bigger by the pound. I'd hate to grow like some I know who push and shove the little kids around just because we're kids.
A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each work day, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No. He'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
To me, he is everything. his son, and my heart would burst with pride. My dad, oh, I love him so, and I only hope that someday
the first thing I'd like to show you today is a book that a teenage friend of mine made for her father, called What is a Father? By Lainey Droz. A father is someone who you can go places with and have lots of fun. A father is someone who can help you with school projects. A father is someone who can leave a meeting if you're sick to come pick you up. A father is someone who teaches you the right thing when you've done the wrong. A father is someone who loves you and understands your feelings. A father is someone very, very special. Isn't that a great present? First thing I'd like to show you today is a book that a teenage friend of mine made for her father, called What is a Father? By Lainey Droz. A father is someone who you can go places with and have lots of fun. A father is someone who can help you with school projects. A father is someone who can leave a meeting if you're sick to come pick you up. A father is someone who teaches you the right thing when you've done the wrong. A father is someone who loves you and understands your feelings.
Bright. Papa, how I love you. Papa, how I need you. Papa, how I miss you.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life. It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say,
Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy.
Was it really so long ago that she'd come to me and she'd want to know, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Can he, Daddy? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad. The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life. Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens.
Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy?
He's cute, Popsy.
We'll be home early, Popsy.
Before I knew it, time had flown, and how my little girl had grown. Now it was, Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop? Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad. The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little girl's life. A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life.
Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was gonna babysit with him.
Thanks, Dad.
Bless you, Dad.
Good night, Dad. The man in my little girl's life. The man in my little
Mike Douglas. The Music of the Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Mario Lanza. Oh, and by the way, it's also the first day of summer. Let's take a week off. Celebrate it next week. Have I got the summer music? Have I? Oh, yeah, here we go. What's the song you think about when you think about summer? Plenty of songs about summer and Father's Day, too, as you've seen. You would have liked my dad. Silvio Regani came from Italy. Worked in a copper mine in northern Michigan. Met my mother, moved to Kenosha. Everybody liked them. You would too. Here's a song about summer. Wishing you and yours the very best for the season. We've waited long enough. Coldest spring I can recall. The music of the stars. Stay with us all summer long and beyond. Happy summer, everybody, and all the blessings that it enfolds. It'll wrap you up and you'll fall in love with Wisconsin's favorite season. And rightfully so. Next week from 7 o'clock till high noon central. The Civic Media Radio Network. All these programs are recorded, podcast at civicmedia.us. Look for shows. There we are. Cole with Gordon Jenkins.
You're my magnificent obsession, the greatest wonder on this earth, the Taj Mahal.
I was in awe of him. We're pretty much the same age, but he was light years ahead of me in terms of the industry and the business of show. And I was maybe in my third or fourth year of the show with them, with him. And he brings one day into rehearsal hall and slaps a book down in front of me.
Sally Struthers.
Says, read this. I said, why? He says, I've just acquired the rights to it, and as soon as my contract is over with All in the Family, I'm going to make this into a film. It was The Princess Bride. So he was in his mid-20s, and he had already plotted out his career post-Meathead. And I was just showing up every day, never thinking about the future. I was in awe of him. We're pretty much the same age, but he was light years ahead of me in terms of the industry and the business of show. And I was maybe in my third or fourth year of the show with them, with him. And he brings one day into rehearsal hall and slaps a book down in front of me and says, read this. I said, why? He says, I've just acquired the rights to it, and as soon as my contract is over with All in the Family, I'm going to make this into a film. It was The Princess Bride. So he was in it.
Over and over, I whisper. You are my magnificent obsession. Day in and day out, it's always the same. There is love beyond expression. You are my magnificent obsession. You
as my kisses have told. I keep asking when again you'll be mine to have and to hold. Deep in the darkness, when love is obsession, obsession.
The music of the stars next Sunday. Songs about summer. And more. Summer is not just alone. There's things happening. Let's look into that. What do you say? And join us on Facebook.
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
Sunday, more of the same, only more into summer. And some of the memories that'll stir some more memories. And maybe not all the happy ones. You'll have to find out by tuning in 7 o'clock till high noon, Central Time, Civic Media Radio Network. Keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by for news on NBC. I'm Lou Vergani, your host for the Music of the Stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.